Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. And I have such a good episode today for you to do so. We are talking visualization 101. This is a ritual, a tried and true ritual of mine. It's been on my mind a lot lately. It's really been helping me feel grounded and anchored into my desires. So I really want this episode to be a guide for you. What is it? Does it work? How to do it? All of your questions in between. And in this episode, we're going to do a guided visualization together. So that's going to be really fun. A nice, quick 5-minute visualization. You can do it while walking on the treadmill, while sitting and meditating, taking a shower. Whatever you're out and about doing, you can do this as a walking meditation as well. It's going to be a vibe. But before we dive in, we have our life update and sponsor of the week. Fun life update. Tomorrow, so you're hearing this on Wednesday, Thursday morning, my best friend Caleb and I are flying to Texas. We are having a little bestie weekend for ourselves in Austin. I am so excited. You know, I talked about on the podcast, my husband and I were just there a couple of weeks ago, and the vegan food scene is insane. So Caleb and I are going. We are just going to grub out, eat a ton of good vegan food, run around to all the good coffee shops, take some hot girl walks, and really just vibe, take some content for me. I'm really excited for two reasons. Well, several reasons, but one, in Los Angeles in May, we have this thing called May Gray, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's gray outside every single day of May before summer kind of pops. And I'm not going to lie, it's a little depressing to look outside and it's not even blue skies. It's just overcast every single day. And not in a cute way where it's a rainy day because there's not that much rain here. It's not really a vibe. And then last time I was in Texas, so that's one reason. I'm excited to go because there's going to be beautiful weather in Austin. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sunny, everything I want. The second reason why I'm super excited to go is because when my husband and I were there, it actually rained every single day we were in Austin, which is perfectly fine with me. I love the rain, but I couldn't get that great of content. Like, I want to take lots of videos and I want to take photos while we're out and about and like going to all these cute spots. Like, it's a vibey spot. I want to take cute photos for the gram, of course. And now it's going to be nice out, so I can actually do that. And to top everything off, Caleb and I are actually flying first class out to Austin, and I'm super, super excited about that. I can't wait. It's an early morning flight. I pre-ordered a vegan meal for the airline, so I can't wait to have my like massive brunch and mimosas in first class to really kick off our little vacation with the highest of vibes. I'm so, so excited. And our sponsor of the week is, I want to do like a drum roll. I don't know if you guys can hear the drum roll on my desk. It's Conscious Creator. This is my only business program where you can plug in and learn how to grow, to launch, grow, and scale your own business, the spiritual and strategic way. In Conscious Creator, I walk you through all 12 of the spiritual dimensions of consciousness so you can learn how to expand your consciousness, which expands your business because you're more in tune with your intuition, right? So you're going to have basically a spiritual awakening 2.0, and each dimension teaches one of the 12 core business lessons that I'm going to be walking you through. This program is for you if you want to launch, grow, or scale your business, if you want to be a content creator, you want to be a podcaster, you want to be an influencer, and everything in between. At the end of our 4 months, you're going to have your signature method mapped out on how you're going to change clients' lives and your audience's life. You're going to have your unique selling method and launch strategy nailed. You're going to have a fun marketing plan so you can keep impacting people in a way that you actually want to show up and make the content, and an action plan to continue scaling your offers on top of learning about all 12 of those spiritual dimensions. So it's really like a next level spiritual program and a next level like business program. I'm so excited. We are starting in June. We're going to have bi-weekly coaching calls. So if you've wanted to be coached by me, this is the perfect opportunity to join. And all of the details are going to be linked in the show notes, of course. And if you have questions, you want to know if it's a good fit for you, feel free to shoot me a message over on Instagram at the Michaela J. I can't wait to talk to you guys about your businesses, help you grow your spiritual businesses. the strategic and spiritual way. But without further ado, let's get into our episode and talk all things visualization.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I want to kick off our visualization episode talking about what does this actually mean? Visualizing is a term that's thrown around a lot in like the manifestation, personal development community, and all it is putting yourself in a state where you see yourself in the manifestation. You see yourself with the desire, interacting with the things you want, living out the goals, literally in your mind, right? Or if you want to be like spiritually technique, whatever the fuck, that would be through your third eye, because you can bring your attention into the space of your third eye. And we're going to talk about like how to do it later in this episode, of course. So visualizing is just you spending time in the manifestation. And I think typically with that, the next thing people always wonder is, does it actually work? Because this is you taking a step towards manifesting what you want that isn't a quote-unquote action step. You're not going out and sending an email. You're not doing a job interview. You're not going to the gym. You're literally sometimes sitting and just thinking about the thing that you desire, right? I can say from experience that sitting and visualizing your manifestations totally fucking works, you guys. It is so effective. And I think part of the reason why is you start to build more certainty around your desires with visualization. So let me give you an example. When I manifested my Tesla in 2019, you guys have heard the story. I've told it on the podcast before, but they told me they had approved me for my Tesla, all of these things, but they told me I needed to pay my lease, half of the lease upfront in cash when I picked up my car. And we had already scheduled me to pick up my car the next week. And I did not have that kind of cash in my savings at the time. I was like, fuck, because I still wanted to go get my car. And so I took myself through this whole journey of money clearing and shadow clearing, whatever, and which I teach inside of my program, 7 Days to the Mondays. But I, every single day, also did visualization. And I think that really, really helped, because I would literally sit in bed, look out my window, which I could see the parking lot of my apartment complex through my window, and I would visualize the Tesla being parked there. I would also visualize the moment that I picked up my car. I visualized being handed the key card. I visualized sitting in it for the first time, and the white leather inside, and using the, like the big iPad in the middle. I saw all of these things. And when you see things, you believe them. And so every single day that I was visualizing these elements, the more my brain was convinced that these things were happening. And it's really difficult for your brain to decide what is real and what is imagined. That's why our dreams feel so real. So when we are suggesting images in our brain over and over and over again, the brain genuinely starts to think, these are real life things. But then there comes the reality. When you open your eyes, when you come out of the visualization, when you look out the window and there's no Tesla, and you think, and your brain goes, that doesn't make sense. ? Why isn't there a Tesla there? Why isn't the money in the bank account? Why isn't this there? We just saw all of it. Where is it? That's when your brain starts working for you, where you have convinced it that this is your reality, and it has seen it, it has felt it. You know, you can go so deep with visualization with the smells. I always visualize the new car smell sitting in the Tesla, right? Like all of these things, it was so real in the visualization, so it has to be real in real life. And like I said, that's when your brain starts to work for you and it goes out of its way to manifest these things. Subconsciously, you're getting on board through this practice. Practically speaking, your reticular activated system is turned on. It's now looking for it in all angles. So you're going to be looking around for all the things that align with that vibration. Meaning now more opportunities are going to pop up. You're going to see more money opportunities. You're going to see, you know, all of the things that you need to be supported in reaching those goals are going to be made apparent because your brain is seeking it out. And that's why it works. You have this certainty, this soul certainty, a subconscious certainty. You've been in the energy of it. So your brain knows what it looks like, what it feels like, how it needs to happen. And so everything starts to move forward. On an energetic side, you are doing these visualizations, and every time you do them, you're going to be building confidence because you're going to understand how it feels for that desire to be normal. When I visualize my Tesla over and over and over again, I'm like, yeah, it's normal to be sitting in a Tesla. It's normal to be writing checks for these amounts. It's normal to just buy a luxury car in the middle of the week because I want to. Literally, when I bought my Tesla, I'll never forget this moment. I told my friends at sushi over the weekend, I think I want to get a Tesla. And then 2 days later, I got on the website and pre-ordered the car. I put down $2,500 and I went in the living room of my apartment and I looked at my roommate and I said, I just ordered a Tesla. Like, it was that simple and so fucking random, but it was so magical. It was like, okay, this is real. This is a new standard. And then I did all the visualization and everything continued to flow and everything, you know, the lease got approved and all, you know, the money came so I could pay for the car up front, whatever. All of the things aligned because every single day I visualized it, I was more and more confident because it felt normal. I hope that makes sense. I want to give you guys another example of something I've manifested through visualization. And also, don't be confused, like there's still action that goes into these things, but the visualization helps your brain work alongside you, with you, and makes you feel more confident. And so as a byproduct of that, like I explained earlier, the brain is searching for all of these opportunities. So you're now energetically more open to seeing things and you feel more confident. And so now you're more open to going after those things. So your actions improve and elevate because it starts with a visualization. So don't think that you can just visualize and like things will just pop out of nowhere, you know? It's all a practice. Like we want to do all of it. We don't want to cut corners. We want to fully apply ourselves, right? So I want to talk to you about another thing that I have visualized that came into fruition. I used to dream about going to Paris my whole life. Like I was obsessed with France growing up. I always wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to live in Paris and get my master's in fashion social media. When I started college, that was my whole plan. I just loved France. I studied French. You guys know I speak French, whatever. And I always used to dream up these trips where it's like, okay, I would fly first class to Paris and then I'd have my designer luggage and it would be so bougie and I would get like one of those like all black cars to pick me up at the airport and I would go stay at this hotel that had an Eiffel Tower view and I would spend my time eating food, going on long walks, practicing French, having coffees, shopping until I can drop. I always visualized that. And especially when I started my business, I really felt like this is possible because I can travel whenever I want. I have time freedom. I can elevate into like that being a standard for me to spend my money that way, right? So I would visualize this all the time. And I remember even back in my college apartment, I had this vision board up on my wall, literally a physical one that had photos of all of these things. And it was the first thing I would see in the morning and the last thing I would see in the evening before going to sleep. I would visualize, journal on all of this, whatever. And all of that I just described is exactly what my trip to France was like the last time I went. My last trip to Paris was in the fall of 2021. And I kid you not, it was like copy and paste just like that. I flew first class, which was so fucking nice because the flight from LA and my layover was in London. That flight is like 13 and a half hours or something. And I had my pod. I got these amazing vegan meals. They gave out blankets, whatever. Like it was just so luxury and so nice. I could actually sleep on the plane. And when I got to France, like because of the big time time difference, I felt well rested. I could start my day. I could adjust to the time zone. So I had these luxurious flights and I traveled literally with my designer tote bags. And I stayed at this hotel. It's called the Pullman Paris by the Eiffel Tower. Literally my balcony was an Eiffel Tower view and it was a gorgeous hotel. It had a super bougie bar downstairs. So in the evenings, I would take myself out to dinner, come back, sit down, have an Aperol spritz, chat with the bartender who I ended up like becoming friends with. And I would meet some of the coolest people because this is obviously like a luxury hotel. It's going to have an elevated clientele. I met people from all over the world who were in Paris for obviously a million different reasons, but it was so magical. And I was there filming my documentary for Conscious Creator. I shopped like crazy. Like it was just a magical, perfect Paris experience. And it was exactly like what I had visualized. What visualization is, we know that clearly this shit works. Let's talk about how to actually do it. And is there a right or wrong way to visualize? All of your questions, right? So when I am visualizing personally, I find it the most helpful to have a clear idea of what it is I'm visualizing before I go into that state. So this is what I mean. If I were to sit down on my couch and just close my eyes and be like, I'm going to visualize this today, that wouldn't work for me because I am like detail oriented and I'm super specific. And obviously we want what we want, how we want it. I can't just sit down and be like, I'm going to visualize a BMW. In my brain, I'm like, what color, what model, what's the interior? Like there are other details that need to be sorted out. Same thing for my Paris visualizations, right? If I'm staying at one of these gorgeous hotels with an Eiffel Tower view, I want to know what the lobby looks like. So when I imagine myself walking in the front door, I know what the lobby looks like. I know what the bar looks like. I know what my room is going to look like. I want to be able to actually see these things. And I think that's where people get tripped up. They think they're just supposed to close their eyes and start imagining things. And it's like, well, the brain is confused because it needs some of these details to know where to go. When we don't have them, that's when we immediately switch over to, well, I don't know how. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what this is. So the best way to visualize for me personally is have these things mapped out. That's why I had that visual, or not the visual, the vision board on my wall in my old apartment. It was literally printed out. And it was the same vision board I had on my phone, but I also had the paper one because those were the images of these things that I wanted. Same thing as journaling out these details. I had journaled about the Tesla and about the Paris trip hundreds of times. So when I decided to sit down and visualize, I knew exactly what I was playing in my mind, what movie essentially, because I'd written it down a million times. So when you're thinking about developing a visualization practice, I want to give you two pieces of homework. One, have an idea, a visual idea of what that's going to look like. I don't care if that means a Pinterest board, a vision board, maybe it's literally just one photo that snaps you into that place. Have some visuals in mind. That's going to help you connect with what you're quote unquote wanting or like quote unquote trying to see. Well, we don't use trying here, but what you're wanting to see when you are doing this visualization. So have a visual element already like researched in mind when you go into it. And second of all, I want you to journal about these things that you're visualizing in advance and go deep into that clarity aspect of what is this going to look like. I'm going to give you guys another example for visualization. Something I really want, and I know I've talked about it a million times on the podcast, I really want a Lamborghini truck. I want a yellow one. I want it to have black interior. I want it to have yellow stitching inside, all of these things. I know all of the specs of the car I want. So when I go to visualize, I know exactly what I'm picturing. I'm walking out of either like my apartment I'm in now, wherever my future home will be, walking to the car. It's bright yellow. I know exactly where it's parked and I can see my hand with my tattoos, with my nails on the handle of the car. I know what the interior looks like. I know the kind of handbag I would want. Like I'm just visualizing all of this as I'm talking about it. Literally, I'm thinking, okay, I would have stiletto white acrylic nails. I would be carrying a black Birkin bag because how cute would that look on the seat? So I'm seeing my nails open the door. I'm putting my black Birkin on the black interior with the yellow stitching. I can visualize all of these things because I've written about them in great detail before. That's going to make your experience so much easier and more effective. Plus, you have to think, that's tying in a lot of different senses. You have written all these things down, and we all know that the brain-hand connection is just on another level. So it's like your brain knows you want it. You've written it down in detail. You've seen it in photos. You've seen it on your vision board. You know what it's going to feel like based off of the vibes that it gives you. Because that's what I love about having my vision boards like on Pinterest or even printed out when I'm looking through them. When I look through them, I feel excited. I feel elevated. That's what we want because you want to tie those feelings into the visualization. So really what I'm telling you here is that if you want this to be effective, there's going to be some planning that goes into it. And why the heck not? Because if we're going to spend our time on these spiritual rituals, we want to know that they're going to work and we're doing it in the most effective way possible. Now, do I believe there's a right or wrong way to visualize? Absolutely not. I actually don't believe in the concept of right or wrong. It is very subjective to each person. And so I really take that out of my vocabulary. There's a million ways to visualize. You can do it while you're walking on the treadmill and you're thinking about something that you desire and you're in that energy of it and that's your visualization. You can do it on your meditation pillow with your eyes closed and you're seeing it. You can use a guided visualization or a guided meditation and imagine these things. That's all good and well. You could be in the shower thinking about these, or you can do it the MJ style, have it planned out. You're like, I have my vision board, I have my journal entry, I'm looking at it, I'm rereading it, now I'm going into visualizing it, and that's going to be your way. It's all about finding what resonates with you. Again, if I were to sit down and just be like, I'm going to visualize about a Lambo today, my brain would have so many questions, and I think it's better to give the brain specific tasks. That's how the brain works best. I mean, think about the last time somebody gave you some arbitrary to-do thing. Go to the store and get something for dinner. You're like, well, what do you want for dinner? And then, let's say it's a stranger. Can you go get dinner? Like, do you have dietary needs? What do you like to eat? Dinner, do you need an appetizer? Do you want dessert? Should I be making a drink with it? You have so many questions. We want direct instructions to do it in the most effective way possible. The last two questions I want to address before we do our like mini guided visualization today is how often to visualize and when to visualize. I like doing this on a daily basis. It's such a good habit to be in, to see yourself in those desires often. Because once one thing manifests, it's time to continue expanding and elevating your energy. You're always going to be having something to visualize. And especially if you're doing it every single day, you can rotate these things that you're visualizing. Hence why I like the planning aspect of it. Because one day I might be like, okay, I'm going to visualize myself in my dream body getting my kettlebell certification at the weekend. It's like a weekend event for the certification I want. So it's like, okay, well, I know how my dream body looks like and I know what the certification is and I know what we would be doing. So I visualize that. The next day might be the Lambo. And the day after that, it might be me and my dream home, which I know what my dream home looks like. I know what I would want in it. I know how beautiful my pantries would be. And I know I'm going to be there with my husband. So I can visualize that. So I would say visualize every single day because, again, you can do this in so many different ways. You could sit down with your eyes closed. You can do it in the shower, while you're walking on the treadmill, taking a hot girl walk. All you need is a few moments to be seeing these things. And that goes in that next question, when to visualize. Anytime. Anytime. However, I will say it's most effective for your brain to do it in the morning or in the evening for two different reasons. So when you first wake up, you're still somewhat in that unconscious, subconscious zone. When you turn your alarm off and you're not fully awake and you're like, what the fuck was that dream I just had? You know, when you're in that state, visualizing is very effective because your subconscious mind is a lot more amicable at that hour, meaning you can be convinced a lot easier. Maybe you wake up and you're in bed and you do your visualization first thing in the morning. Maybe you wake up, you turn that alarm clock off, you go to the bathroom and you're just sitting there doing your visualization with your morning pee. Yeah. You could literally do it that way if you want to. You wake up, you pop in the shower, you're relaxed, you're still half asleep. You can do your visualization there. Or you can go sit your butt down somewhere comfy and do a seated, like, full-on one. Or you can do your visualization in the evening, right before you go to bed. This is the one that I like doing the most, along with the ones on the treadmill, and I'll get into that after this. But the ones in the evening I find are the best because it helps me fall asleep. I'm closing my eyes, I'm shutting off the TV, I'm shutting off my phone, everything is dark, it's quiet, my eyes are closed, I'm getting ready for bed, I'm taking deep breaths to kind of get in the zone of visualizing, and I'm basically showing my brain its own movie. And when that's the last thing you're thinking about before you go to bed, that's going to seep into your subconscious mind. And after a while, you're going to start to have dreams about these things. I know that's been a big effect for me, that I fall asleep thinking about it. And so I have dreams about it. And that just means your subconscious is really soaking up the visuals and the message that you are sending. So my favorite times would be first thing in the morning because you have a more impressionable subconscious, or in the evening because it's kind of giving the subconscious a job to do overnight, something to marinate. But you can easily do this throughout the day whenever you have time, when you have a spare moment, you want to calm down, maybe you're having anxiety, you want to take some deep breaths, do a visualization, feel more peace, more calm, more centered. Or like me, I love to walk on the treadmill and be visualizing these things. And when I say that, my eyes are totally open. I know someone's going to hear that and have a question of like, oh my God, Mikaela, are you walking on the treadmill with your eyes closed? No, babe, I'm not. My eyes are open and I'm just in my head thinking about these visuals. So I want to take you guys through this guided quick visualization, but do not forget the two important pieces of homework that are going to make this even more effective, which is one, have a visual representation of these things that you're going to be thinking about. It's going to be a lot easier for your brain to replicate these images and create that feeling that you're seeing something when you know what it looks like. And second of all, I highly, highly, highly recommend you spend some time journaling on these desires so you know exactly what it is that you want, all of the details, because that again is going to help you visualize better, more effectively, and in greater detail, which we want because the whole point is normalizing the exact things we want into our lives. So, that being said, I'm going to walk you guys through this guided visualization. You can do this in kind of a meditative stance where you are sitting down. You have your palms facing upwards on your knees. Maybe you're on a hot girl walk right now and you're walking and you're listening to this. You can still visualize alongside of us, treadmill, you're in the shower, you're in your car. If you're in your car, you can totally do this visual. Just don't close your eyes, please. Be safe. But I want you guys to take a moment to take a nice deep breath in. And exhale, another deep breath in, and exhale, and kind of shimmy yourself into your current stance, whether that's seated, standing, you're on the move. Just feel into your body, feel really aware of what's going on in your body, what's happening in your body, whether that's sitting, whether you're walking, you feel your feet hitting the ground. You're feeling your breaths move in and out of your body. Become aware. And I want you to bring your attention to the center of your forehead, really the space between your eyes. We want to activate this visual through your third eye because that is where we see with the universe. And if you are meditating, you are sitting down, your eyes are closed, you can bring your eyes in towards your nose, towards that space. You want to bring your eyes in and upwards a little bit. If you guys are walking, you're on the go, you're driving, obviously keep your eyes open, but just center some energy in that third eye spot. Maybe put a finger on it so you can feel where you should be focusing that energy. And just do a little press and then put your hands back however you would like. In this space, I want you to first visualize a clear blue sky. It's open space. Maybe you see some clouds. Maybe you see some birds. Maybe you see the sun. Just create a big open space. In this space, whatever you desire is created. It's almost like a machine with inputs and outputs. You look in that sky, you declare what you want, it creates an output. So while you're looking into the sky, I want you to imagine yourself laying in the grass looking at it and saying aloud what it is that you desire. What is on your mind? What's on your heart? What manifestation are you calling in? I want you to declare that out into the sky. Create that input with intention, with energy, with specificity, with clarity, and a loving vibration, not a needy vibration, not a lack-based vibration, one of confidence and clarity. And think about this thing just coming to you. If it's a thing, it's now around you. If it's a feeling, it's in your heart. If it's a person, they're with you. And I want you to spend time in that visual. How does it feel having that with you? How does it feel having that person with you? If it's a thing, if it's a car, if it's a home, who's in it with you? These things that you're experiencing and visualizing, how do they feel? How do they feel in your heart? How do they feel when you touch them? What do they smell like? What is your level of excitement? What is your level of gratitude? Allow those feelings to sink into your body as you're moving through this reality where it happened. The thing you've been manifesting is done. The thing that you've been manifesting is here. It's in this moment. What you're feeling is real. Let that feeling sink in. Let yourself soak up that vibration, that moment. Take a deep breath in and exhale. This next inhale, I want you to soak up all of the feelings of love, of gratitude, a fuck yes, you feel in this moment where it is done. You are experiencing that desire. Take a deep breath in with all of that energy and exhale. And now you can shake yourself out of that visual. And I want you to take a moment to write down how you feel, write down how it felt to have that manifestation. Have it done, have it in the bag, have it be yours, okay? And hold on to that feeling because that is what we're searching for in these visualizations. And after you do your homework where you know what the visual is, you do your homework where you know exactly what it is you want, every single time you get into this space, when you get into this kind of visualization, you are going to know exactly how it feels. It's going to feel so normal. It's going to feel so regular. And that is going to open you up to be on a completely different level vibrationally. That is what we're going for, okay? So I hope I answered all of your questions on visualization. Let this episode be your guide. Anytime you fall out of visualization, come back to this episode, listen again, pick up the practice. If you know somebody who would benefit from this or has been asking questions about meditation, visualization, send them this episode so they can experience what this little 5-minute visualization does for your soul, genuinely. It can bring so many feelings of like, holy shit, it's actually possible when we find a way to visualize that resonates with us, okay? I hope you guys love this episode so much. As always, please leave a 5-star review. I always see every single one of them, and it makes my heart so happy when I get the emails on Mondays to see all of you guys' lovely love notes for me. And if you love this episode, be sure to share it over on Instagram so I can connect with you there. I'm at TheMichaelaJ on Instagram. But if that's all, I hope you guys loved the visualization. I hope this answered your questions, and I will talk to you on Friday. Bye. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section, so don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.